Stay connected to the Northwest and the world with FM News 101 KXL.
KXL News Time is 2:03. Good afternoon, I'm Jordan Schultz. Four teens are locked up after a brutal attack on a man who simply did not have a cigarette to share with them. This attack happened near 162nd and Stark Tuesday night. A group of 7 to 8 teens asked the man if he had a cigarette, and when he refused, police say they used a metal crutch and a razor scooter to beat the man within an inch of his life.
You know, how much function will he have, you know, with his arm? We don't know. You know, is there brain damage? We don't know.
The victim's aunt tells our news partner KGW he has a fractured skull and face along with a broken arm. The 24-year-old was released from the hospital Friday as police continue to look for other attackers. And want to let you know, stay tuned to KXL today. We're going to have the play-by-play of Oregon taking on Wisconsin in the round of 32 in the NCAA tournament. Coverage starts at 4:15 right here on FM News 101. News is brought to you by Becker Capital Management. Visit them at BeckerCap.com. Portland's most traffic 24/7. Checking your drive right now. That accident inbound on the Sunset near Canyon Road is starting to improve traffic-wise there. Not much slowing, just a couple of extra minutes on your drive into the Vista Ridge Tunnel. But there is a new problem. Highway 217 southbound sluggish from Canyon Road down to Allen Boulevard. It's going to take you 11 minutes from the Sunset Highway down to I-5. And there's a little bit of bunching up. I-405 northbound as you get off of I-5 right up to the first exit there. But it does not get bad pass there. And here's your weather. Jim Donovan has it today.
Sunny skies today, save for a few high clouds, and we should make it to 58 degrees. I'm KGW News Channel 8's Jim Donovan for FM News 101.
Sunny and 53 in downtown Portland. I'm Jordan Schultz. Check back several times each day and stay connected, please, with FM News 101.